Chapter 4. Beyond the Limits. The Great Disruption. The plans we have been making for our economies, our companies, and our lives have all been based on a key assumption that is clearly wrong. This assumption is that our current economic model will carry on unless we choose to change it. In other words, no action means more of the same. This is not surprising. For 50 years, eminent scientists, economists, and philosophers have correctly presented these issues as a warning rather than a forecast. If we don't change, this will be the result. In this context, choice has framed the debate. The choice to change before the consequences become serious. That has led to endless debates, scientific, philosophical, ideological, and political. Many argued the warnings were wrong, or at least exaggerated. Others argued the warnings were right, but that we would comfortably address them in the natural course of events. They argued humans are smart and always come up with new technologies and behaviors through the market. We would fix the problems and so avoid the consequences we would otherwise face. Others have argued that consumerism is a bad culture for humanity, that it leads to bad social outcomes and lives without meaning. So we should try to develop a better economic model for society in order to enhance our quality of life. Many of these debates continue today. My message is that you can now leave them all behind. They are of relevance only to historians. We didn't change. So now change will be forced upon us by actual physical consequences. Here's why. It's all about the math. And it's simple math at that. We have an economy tightly integrated into an ecosystem that is already operating at about 140% of capacity, as we discussed earlier. While different studies have variations in the details, at its core this conclusion is not conjecture. It is scientific fact. Now we plan to run that economy faster and harder. First, we plan to increase the population to over 9 billion by 2050. The UN High Projection sees a population of 10.5 billion. But let's work with the medium projection of just over 9 billion. This amounts to